Jimmy.
All of that is Valentine's Day, and that is today. And thank God the hysteria ends tomorrow. That's maybe the only good thing about all this wild winter weather.
No more football after today, and no more Valentine's Day. What to look forward to?
Was the fact that, at least on the news, they couldn't leave with the stupid, even though everybody on TV today was wearing either a red dress or a red tie, they could not lead with all of their stupid planned Valentine's Day crap because the weather was so bad.
I just hope that today Topper is going to wear a bright red Outback hat. You know, that kind of Australian cowboy hat that he wears?
I've always thought that's like his Indiana Jones hat when he's out on the weather terrace.
Not really a cowboy hat, you know, more of a Crocodile Dundee kind of hat.
Okay, here we go with what my Valentine doesn't know won't hurt him, won't hurt her.
That's right.
As always, in the first round of this game for $500 in cash, let's see what we got. Let's see if we got a good one here, and maybe not.
Very good.
We'll just go through these calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, what's your name?
Mike.
Mike. Where are you from, Mike?
What's up, Don and Mike? Here in Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas, right on KFH.
Yeah.
That may be a Don and Mike Heritage Station. That may be a 10-year affiliate, I think.
How you doing out there in Tornado Alley?
Oh, man, it's kind of cold and snowing right now.
Mm-hmm. All right, friend, what is it that your fiance, oh, I see. Oh, hey, who put that on the screen? We don't even need the callers now. Oh, you know what it is?
What?
I'm wondering why it looks so much more efficient on the screen.
Why does it look efficient?
Joe's gone.
Right.
And Rob and John are back on the phones. Who knew that? Rob, are you doing that? Hey, Robbie. Robbie, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey, you big lummox. You're doing a good job.
Thank you, sweetie. Happy Valentine's Day.
I had no idea that we had software. It says, Mike gave wife's gifts from ex-fiancé. Huh. He's from Wichita. I never get this type of information on the call
screen. So you've got all that detail on there.
Don't even really need to talk to the guy.
Yeah.
I don't even need to tell you a story now.
Well, no, yes, you do.
Yeah, please.
Yes, you do. We do need to know. You gave your wife gifts from your ex-fiancé. Please explain, what were the gifts?
Well, I was engaged here, I don't know, maybe about a year and a half ago, this lady, and basically we broke it off, and because I was dating my current wife at the time, and I gave her what I had held back for the wedding ring that we both picked out, me and my ex-fiancé. We picked out the wedding ring, and then my current wife, I just presented it to her.
Remember what I said about the Walmarts?
Yeah. Dan, did you mean that's an engagement ring, Mike, that you gave? You were going to give your ex-fiancé this engagement ring, and you decided to propose to your current wife with the same ring?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Get her done.
That's pretty good. I mean, it's different, and it's not, you know, it's not a shocker, but it's still big.
And it took
a bit
of...
I also had some leftover, not leftover, but lingerie that my ex had never used, that she bought at Victoria's Secret, and they're pretty much about the same size, and current wife's a little smaller, but so it fit her real well, and I just said I bought it for her. So.
See, that is so much more in detail than simply gave wife gifts from ex-fiancé.
Right. Yeah,
this phone system works out great now because that's just like the tip of the iceberg.
Who knew? He gave the wife an engagement ring that was designed for another woman, and then I guess what, she had lingerie lying around the house, Mike, your ex-fiancé that you just scooped up?
No, it's not like it was still wrapped up in the box.
Okay. All right, hold on a second, dude. And how long have you been married?
6 months.
Oh, it's fresh.
Hold on. Are you lying to us, Mike?
No, man.
Don, is your crap detector going off a little bit?
It's just, it's almost like the perfect storm.
Too good to be true.
First call, and it's not just that he gave his wife, hold on a second, Mike. It's not just that he gave his wife gifts.
It's
gave his wife an engagement ring from another chick.
I mean, that's something that's extremely personal. She's probably got it on her finger right now.
Right now.
And the lingerie.
I'd like to fall out.
All right, hold on a second, Mike.
All right.
Hold on, please. Let's see who else we got. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
It's Billy.
Hi, Billy. Where are you from?
From Florida, West Palm Beach.
Right on. Thank you for listening, Billy.
Billy, what does your Valentine not know?
Well, my wife, actually, I just found out about 5-6 months ago that I have a son, but it was from a long, long time ago. In fact, he's 21 years old, and I just found out about 6 months ago, and I haven't told her yet.
Now, see, here's where we get into the infidelity thing.
Yeah.
This could be even maybe potentially better than the other one.
Yes, it could.
The kid that you had 21 years ago, what was your relationship like with the mother?
I was 15 at the time. I only dated her for about 3 or 4 months.
How long have you been married to your current wife?
6 years.
6 years. So she knows nothing about this. How did you find out about it, Billy?
Thank you, Mike. Perfect
question. Stephen got a hold of my mom.
We're not familiar with your family. Who is Stephen?
My son got a hold of my mom in Massachusetts, where I grew up.
This is your 21-year-old son that you didn't know about?
Yes, sir. Right. And he got a hold of my mom, and my mom called me. She wanted to say something to Pam, my wife Pam, and
were you
I talked
aware,
her out
Billy?
Of it.
Billy, hold on. Were you aware 21 years ago that you had planted your seed?
No, I had no idea that he was even around.
Okay, now I want to tell you why I believe this. As someone who
is
adopted, and I don't know who my parents were,
right?
If someone laid some news on me to say, "Hey, I know where your dad is," I might make a call.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. And I'm curious, Billy, if your 21-year-old son, does he want to be a part of your life now?
Well, his mom died in a car accident, and I guess that's when he came looking for me shortly after her death.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well,
but he is 21. That's the thing.
He's 21, yeah.
And it is that your wife doesn't know that you have a kid.
No.
Well, here's the thing. Is your wife going to flip out? Because it happened... I mean, what we're looking for is a little drama.
Right.
I don't know if a wife is necessarily going to be pissed off because this happened eons before you knew your wife.
She might be pissed off if he said, listen, yeah. I want you to know I have a 21-year-old son and he's coming to stay with us.
Well, he doesn't want anything from me. I mean, he's still living, I think he's living in northern Massachusetts, like right near Vermont area.
Right, you know, hold on. We'll leave you in play.
Still a finalist, don't you think?
I agree.
That's just on the pure,
absolutely,
you know, on the pure drama of that, on the pure Maury Povich drama of
And
that.
Hold on, we have someone who wants to piggyback on the guy in Wichita. Hello, Don and Mike show. Jim.
Yeah.
Jim, what's happening?
That guy from Wichita is a DJ.
A DJ for what station?
DJ. T95 was the station he used to be on. Hank the Mechanic.
Hold on a second. Let's go to this guy right now and find out if he is, in fact, a DJ. Mike, are you a DJ?
Are you Hank the Mechanic?
No, man. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. I know I've heard that guy. That ain't me, man.
Yeah. Listen to that jive ass.
Well, now, hold on, sir. If you're making this accusation, you got to do a little inquisition on your own. Go ahead and ask him any questions here.
Sure. What state were you born in, sir?
What's that?
What state were you born in?
I was born in Kansas, man.
Man, people from Kansas don't talk quite like that, bud.
Well, hold on. You talk like that.
But I went out of town, man. I lived out of state for about 5 years.
Where to?
If you are basing this on the... I don't doubt that there's some DJ, some hack DJ, who's got someone on their show with someone who talks like this, get her done. I mean, just about every goddamn show in Wichita, Kansas has that, don't they?
Yeah, I would think so. And if we're being scammed, you know, we're going to find out about it eventually.
You guys are definitely being scammed.
Now you're passionate about this. You really do believe this guy is scamming us. And
why would you think that?
My crap detector was going woo woo.
Hey, we need proof of some.
Yeah, I mean, it's really frustrating for us because we've never heard of the guy, so it's hard for us to judge. You know, all the way from across the country here.
I mean, I don't know why someone would say that.
The fact that, and I'll tell you why.
Could both of you talk at the same time again, please?
The reason I'm getting a little concerned here is because Mike, the guy that's being accused on two separate occasions, says, "I don't know why you'd say that, man." And that he didn't sound like that initially when we talked to him.
Mike?
Yeah.
Mike?
Yeah.
Are you a DJ?
No, man.
Because if we were to find out that you were, that would be bad.
Well, yeah.
I'm trying to think how we'd be able to.
I don't think he's. Besides, what do we care?
And it doesn't sound like he's a DJ. It sounds like maybe he was. Was he a character on another show?
Was he like a stunt boy or a danger boy? Is that what he was?
No,
I mean that was just his regular. I mean he's practically. He's just doing a little bit of a change from his standard voice.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna throw the second guy out because I believe the first guy before the second guy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm a totally 100% wrong on that.
Yeah, now, and I really had no crap detector going at all, and now Now that last call's got me all lathered up.
Let's try somebody else. Let's try a new line. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
This is Randall.
Hello, Randall. Where are you from?
I'm from Wichita.
Another call from Wichita.
Everything's bigger in Kansas.
Randall, are you calling to participate in the game, or are you calling to talk about this guy that we've got on the phone?
Well, I was calling to participate in the game, but I have to agree with the caller that says that is Hank the Mechanic.
Wow.
And for the record, who the frig is Hank the Mechanic?
Is Hank the
he's a dude on a heavy metal show, and he got canceled.
So he was like a character on a show.
I believe whoever he is, we're giving him way too much credit.
I believe so, too.
Yeah, you're right. But I've got a good story.
Okay, please, let us hear it.
Okay, well, I've got free tickets, season tickets, to a hockey team here in Wichita, the Thunder. And I told my boss that my wife is handicapped so I could get glass side seats. And we go to the game, and they're all up in the rafters, and we're walking down, and they're all looking at my wife like, what is wrong with her?
And I guess when you're a hockey fan in Wichita, you call those tickets glass side seats.
Well, yeah, it's right behind the glass.
I know. We used to call it on the ice when I was, that's cool.
It's not a pro.
All right, so
you're glass side seats.
Glass side, and who is it?
I like the glass side seats.
Now, does your wife pretend that she's handicapped?
She doesn't know, and they don't know. They think that there's something wrong with her.
Oh, my God. This is better.
This could be the winner of all of them we've got.
Because he has lied. So she doesn't go to the games.
No, she did go to the game, but she asked how I got the free tickets. And I said, well, they just gave them to me at work. They had extra.
Hold on. I get what's going on. He's taking her to the games, and his coworkers and boss, who are sitting not glass side,
right,
are sitting up in the rafters. They've seen him and his wife, and they've tried to figure out what handicap it is that his wife has.
Randall,
has...
what did you say was your wife's malady? How did you get these tickets? What did you say her problem was?
Well, what happened was is the secretary sent a note out to all of us that said we've got tickets, and I went and told the secretary. I said, could I have something a little lower or something on the aisle because my wife is handicapped?
Right.
And they put us right down on the glass.
And you just blurted this out one day, Randall? You just volunteered this?
Well, I thought, I could upgrade my seats and there wouldn't be any problem.
Right. And your wife has no idea. You've really just tarnished her image.
All right, hold on a second, Randall.
Wow.
You're a keeper. Hold on a second. Here's an update now on the DJ thing.
The mechanic.
Here's Chad. And it says on the screen he's south of Wichita. See, that's where you can tell that Rob is screening these calls and not Joe. I never get anything like south of Wichita.
South of Wichita.
North of Wichita.
That's right. Now, Joe would never trouble you with those facts.
As a matter of fact, who knew that that's how you spelled Wichita? I'm used to Joe's spelling, W-I-T-A. Rob has it, W-I-C-H-T-I. He spelled it the right way. W-I-C-H-I-T-A.
That's it, Wichita.
When Joe puts it on the screen, a lot of times it's W-I-T-A.
Wichita.
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 Wichita. Chad.
Yes.
What's happening, Chad?
Nothing. None of my... That guy's busting his balls because that is not Hank the Mechanic. I listen to T95 all the time. Mm-hmm. And that's not the same voice. He just busts his balls.
Okay, all right. That's a guy that's saying the guy's credible.
Let's talk about this other station a little longer, though. Well, let's mention them a few more times
today. They've been canceled.
Okay.
Apparently, they've got such a following in
They're going to be back on the air tomorrow morning.
All right.
Okay, thank you, my friend.
Bye.
And anybody that tunes in for the return of the Hank and the Mechanic show tomorrow, if you call in, you're going to get glass side seats.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, who's this?
This is Adam.
Adam, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Right on.
Here we go. He's lying.
One Adam, 12, what's your story?
Well, my wife and I, when we were first married, I had an affair with another woman and contracted herpes. And about a year ago, my wife had an outbreak of herpes and didn't know that it was from my affair. Right. She thought it was some infection she picked up.
Here's our first rule: is that we can't we don't go with infidelities.
Yeah, but I also we think the story's crap. But I don't doubt that you have herpes.
Yeah, especially from since I'm from Sacramento.
Yes.
Glad you guys are great. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Good night.
No, you're great.
That's like on American Idol when you say "off you go." And he's smiling. He goes, thank you, Mike.
Other door.
You're great.
You're great. Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Thank
you. Off you go.
All right. Treat those outbreaks.
We got to hit a break here.
We got three great ones.
Yeah. So let's see. Right now we have the guy who gave his wife
the ex-fiance's ring, the engagement ring, gave that to his current wife. She is wearing the ring of another woman.
Then there was the guy in Florida, Billy, who found out that he has a kid and his wife doesn't know it. Yeah,
21-year-old son, Stephen.
Then there's the one that I would vote for right now if we were going to do this right this very second.
Yeah.
The guy who told his boss his wife is handicapped so he could get, as he said, glass side seats for the Wichita hockey team.
Because she's handicapped. Can you give me something better? And that has potential if the wife is, you know, a woman who doesn't like that kind of thing.
And he takes his wife to the game and his friends look at her and try to figure out what she has.
Right.
Here's the only thing. I'm sure you asked him this. I got to ask it as well. Randall.
Yeah.
Randall, when your friends have said to you, I know Mike asked you this, but I don't remember the answer. When your friends ask you what's wrong with your wife, what do you say?
Tourette syndrome.
And there goes all of the air out of the balloon.
Now he's BSing us.
It was.
Yeah, Randall, that was a scam.
It was too good to be true.
No, seriously.
No, it was a scam. It's a scam.
No, that is not a scam. Randall. Randall.
Please believe. No, Randall.
You didn't say Tourette's.
Randall, she doesn't. Listen, first of all, of course she's not handicapped, but second.
The whole thing.
You wouldn't pick Tourette's because your friends. Look at Mike. Excuse me.
I'd be saying things we'd have to do.
When you're at a hockey game, it looks like that.
Excuse me. I just had to hang up on him, and I had to hit the dump button myself.
that's what she would be saying. That is exactly what she would.
See, Mike, I do have cat-like reflexes.
You do.
I hit the button on myself.
And we have plenty of backup on that one, too.
I said that she would be, if in fact she had Tourette's.
She would be hurling expletives into the air.
She'd be saying, woo, son of a bitch, F-F-A.
But it would not, and Tourette's would not require glass side seats.
No.
Mike, you know, a severe walking disorder would require glass side seats.
Pat, south of Wichita. Pat.
Yeah.
How you doing?
What's happening? Hey, man, I'm doing just fine. What's just sitting here listening to you guys like I do every day.
Yes, Pat. What's happening?
Oh, not much, man. Just listening to this guy that's supposed to be about the wedding ring and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Out of Wichita, he's off T-95. He used to be.
Like I said, can we mention this station's call letters
a few more times? Pretty astonishing that this guy has tapped into a redneck pulse that we're
astonished. Whoever this guy is who got fired, he should be hired as the mayor of Wichita. Forget being on the radio.
Absolutely. And he's probably, if he is indeed trying to scam us, he's very happy right now.
Yeah, he's been on, I'll guarantee you. I've been listening to these guys for
Can I tell you something, friend?
Years.
Hold on just a moment. To me, you sound like him.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And the guy, one of the other guys that called and bust him, he sounded like him, too.
Yep.
Like I said, I've never called this show before. I've been listening.
Well, hearing is about, 30 guys calling him that sound like Larry the Cable Guy.
You all sound like saying get her done.
Backwoods rednecks from Oklahoma. I don't know what to say about that.
Well, we've gotten people that said he is and people that say he ain't.
Huh?
Huh?
Exactly.
Huh?
I can't hear you.
Have you ever had glass side seats?
Have I ever had what?
Don't worry about it. Thank you, Pat.
Okay, bye.
Hey, you guys have a good one. I've never talked to him, but I will. I like that. All right.
What? Right.
Have a good one, man.
Have a good one.
Like to fall out.
Have a good one.
Please.
Have a good one.
I'd like for your intestines.
Tell Don and Mike, man. Pat loves them.
We'll pass that along to him.
I'd like your intestines to fall out right now. I like for all of your internal organs to fall out right now in a bloody mess in between your legs. Hey, clean up in aisle 7, speaking of Walmart.
Have a good one.
Okay, y'all take care.
Y'all take care.
Love you to death.
Thank ye.
Best to ye and yours.
I just thought I'd like to talk to them.
I like Dave better than Tom.
That's very good.
Sure.
We'll pass along that
vote
as well.
Don't we all?
Yeah, man, been listening.
Have a good one.
All right. You guys take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. Long goodbye.
Well, there, my my well-versed friend. How do you like life on the other side of the glass over there?
They have computers and everything.
You are so bright.
Thank you, Don. You too.
No, I mean that. The way you put stuff up on the screen is totally different than the way Umdum puts it up on the screen.
Well, remember back in the Deer Den past, I did that.
You know, I wouldn't give up the ghost, though. Rob's got to be back here for the show, but he could probably go back there and make that happen for you because I think Joe's trainable.
Joe.
Trainable means retard.
He's mentally retarded.
All right, let's pick one of these calls and play this stupid game when we come back, okay? Right.
Yeah, we got two to choose from now because we 86'd Randall. We got Mike and Billy. Mike gave the old engagement ring to his wife, and Billy has a 21-year-old son his wife don't know about.
Oh, but every other line is ringing as well, so we'll get to the bottom of this when we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.